Some people think that workers are exploited by business owners. In this video, I'm going to explain why that is not the case. Trade is not a zero-sum game, but an agreement of mutual benefit in which both parties gain something. This can be a trade of two goods or a trade of money for goods. In the latter case, the party selling the good is buying the other party's money, a small detail often forgotten. Now, the situation with work is exactly the same. The worker buys the owner's money with his labour. She gets his time and efforts, and he gets her money. Ah, but you might say, he's being exploited, surely, because she's going to sell the fruits of that effort and make profits. He was shortchanged. No, because this claim crucially overlooks the role of time and time preference. Most people, if given the choice between taking £10 today or £10 in 1 week, will take the money today. But let's change that choice a little bit. What if the choice is between £10 today or the chance of £100 in 1 month's time? You have to go without in the interim, but if you can delay your consumption for that long, you could get more. Let's say after weighing all the costs and the benefits, our worker would still prefer to take the guaranteed £10 today. This is what economists would call a high time preference. He prefers a short-term, smaller gain rather than delaying and holding out in the long run for a potentially higher gain. But what about our business owner? Well, this is essentially the choice she is making. She is foregoing the £10 today to take the chance of gaining £100 in 1 month's time. Let's pretend our worker has agreed to receive £10 a week in exchange for ploughing the owner's field in order to make 100 bushels of wheat. At the end of the month, the owner sells that wheat to a buyer for £100. This was her ideal scenario. Was the worker exploited here? He got £40 for his efforts. The owner had to pay him all of that money before she made anything, assuming that she already owned the tractor, the field, the wheat seeds, and so on and so forth. Here, she made £60 profit. But now let's see another month. Here, exactly the same thing happens. The worker gets paid £40 for the month. He produces 100 bushels of wheat. But oh no, look, the wheat market has suffered a glut and our owner has increased competition to deal with. And so this month she can only get £20 for the 100 bushels of wheat because the price of wheat has dropped. And here she has made a £20 loss. Yet note, our worker still got paid £40. Now let's see another month. Here there has been a terrible thunderstorm which wiped out 40% of the crop, and there's still a very tough market for the owner. She has made a £30 loss here. Note, the worker still got paid £40. Of course, if things keep on going like this, our owner would likely go out of business because she is bankrupt. But remember that over 90% of businesses in the real world fail, and many do not turn profit. Yet, the workers of those businesses still get paid. Now, let's run another month. Here, a competitor unexpectedly closed down, creating a momentary wheat shortage. And so the price of wheat increases. Now our owner was able to charge £200 for the 100 bushels of wheat. This month, she made £160 profit. Note, our worker still got paid £40. In every single case, whether the owner made a modest profit, a modest loss, a big loss, or a big profit, the worker got paid by the terms of his contract, by the original deal that they made, and the owner fronted the risk. This is why the worker was not exploited. He was simply carrying out his part of the trade deal. I hope you learned something today. Now get out.